I think at the time we were just winding up the recording of Aqualung. I remember sitting in a cafe in North London with John Evans, the keyboard player, and I was saying to him, how do you think this went, John? You know, what's this record like? You know, have we done our best? Is this good enough? And he, like me, was just kind of a little, not sure about it. You know, this is kind of an important record in the sense we'd had three records out that had done progressively pretty well for us. But this was the one that was going to either precipitate Jethro Tull into the real international, seriously successful arena, or it could be, you know, the beginning of a swift decline into the abyss. And neither he nor I really kind of knew. You know, we had our fingers crossed about this one, that it wasn't too radical compared to other stuff. So I know he and I were both nervous about it. Martin, were you sort of confident about it at the time? Or?
Well, I think it was a very difficult album to make, and I remember it being, it was hard work. It didn't go our way at all. We were fighting technical things going wrong. It was difficult to play. It didn't fall together easily. But I think out of all that tension, you know, there's a lot of emotion that went into it. And I think that showed in the performance on the album. It was actually quite a difficult piece of work.
Thanks again for coming, and thanks to XM Radio and All Who Sail In Her for... for playing host to this quite lamentable, indeed atrocious event, but we've done our best for you, and we'll see you again soon.